Imagine your daily fatigue, anxiety, skin issues, and digestive problems aren't random annoyances, but connected warning signals from your body's most fundamental systems. This revolutionary perspective explains why American life expectancy is declining for the longest period since the Civil War era, with 60% of adults battling chronic illness and 93% showing signs of metabolic dysfunction. When our cells can't produce energy efficiently, organs and systems begin to fail, creating a cascade effect. Bad energy leads to broken cells, broken organs, and ultimately broken bodies. The modern environment has created a perfect storm for this dysfunction. We consume 3,000% more sugar than a century ago, work sedentary jobs, sleep 25% less than our ancestors, and face exposure to over 80,000 synthetic chemicals. Our medical system compounds the problem by treating each symptom as a separate condition, requiring different specialists and medications, missing the common thread running through seemingly unrelated disorders. Consider how IBS patients are twice as likely to have metabolic syndrome, or how depression connects to metabolic health. The brain consumes 20% of our energy, despite being only 2% of body weight, making it exquisitely sensitive to energy disruption. Even hearing loss shows strong metabolic connections, with 42% of people with elevated fasting glucose experiencing high-frequency hearing impairment versus just 24% with normal levels. Our children are experiencing an unprecedented metabolic health crisis that we've dangerously normalized. Childhood obesity has tripled since the 1970s, rising from 5% to over 18%. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, first reported in children in 1983, now affects up to 20% of all children and 80% of obese children. In Hispanic young men ages 25 to 30, the rate reaches a shocking 42%. Mental health issues have reached epidemic proportions as well. About 20% of children have an identified mental health condition in any given year, with 40% meeting criteria for mental health disorders by age 18. Between 2016-2020 alone, anxiety and depression diagnoses increased by 29% and 27% respectively. These connections aren't coincidental, they're causal. By understanding how cellular energy production affects every system in our body, we can begin to see health not as a collection of isolated symptoms, but as an integrated whole dependent on our cells' ability to generate good energy. Despite massive healthcare spending, Americans' health continues declining because our system favors treatment over prevention. Healthcare profits from illness rather than wellness, incentivizing procedures over preventive care through payment systems that tell physicians, you eat what you kill. This flaw became evident during COVID-19, when 80 to 100% of deaths involved metabolic conditions, yet this connection was largely ignored in public health messaging. Unlike its strong stance against smoking, the medical establishment remains silent about the true causes of illness, poor diet, and lifestyle choices. This silence reflects a troubling partnership between the $6 trillion food industry producing addictive products and the $4 trillion healthcare industry treating the resulting illnesses. While 77% of young adults are now too unfit for military service, medical leaders avoid challenging food companies or acknowledging that our declining health stems from poor energy habits. Only 6.8% of Americans meet normal criteria for 5 basic metabolic biomarkers without medication. Understanding these markers is essential for health optimization. Triglycerides indicate how your body processes excess glucose, converting surplus sugar into stored fat. While normal is under 150 milligrams per deciliter, cardiovascular risk halves with levels below 81 milligrams. HDL cholesterol transports cholesterol from blood vessels to the liver. The optimal range is 50 to 90 milligrams per deciliter, with extremes increasing health risks. Fasting glucose measures blood sugar after 8 hours without calories. While under 100 milligrams per deciliter is considered normal, optimal range is 70 to 85 milligrams. The triglyceride to HDL ratio indicates insulin resistance and heart attack risk. Aim for under 1.5, ideally below 1.0. Other vital tests include fasting insulin, high-sensitivity CRP, hemoglobin A1c, uric acid, liver enzymes, and vitamin D. Continuous glucose monitoring provides real-time feedback on blood sugar responses to foods, activities, and stressors, offering more insight than annual checkups. Every bite signals either support or harm to cellular energy production. Nutrient-rich foods provide ATP-building materials, while processed foods offer empty calories. Three categories particularly harm cellular energy: refined sugar, industrial seed oils, and refined grains. Refined sugar, found in 74% of American foods under 56 different names, causes more deaths than COVID-19 and fentanyl combined. Industrial seed oils, canola, corn, sunflower, soybean, undergo intensive processing and bleaching. Soybean oil consumption has risen 1,000-fold since 1909, becoming Americans' primary calorie source, with omega-6 content that promotes inflammation. Whole foods optimize cellular function. Cruciferous vegetables fight oxidative stress, turmeric blocks inflammation, and wild fish's omega-3s support cell membranes. Metabolic health requires only unprocessed, nutrient-dense foods from healthy soil, maintaining proper satiety and preventing cellular fat accumulation. Modern life has disrupted our circadian rhythms, with sleep duration falling 25% over the last century. Artificial light and indoor living have disconnected us from the sun, our primary energy source that drives crucial biological processes. Sleep deprivation profoundly affects metabolism, causing inflammation and oxidative stress. Just 6 days of poor sleep can trigger prediabetes, while chronic sleep issues damage mitochondria. 7 to 8 hours of nightly sleep is essential. Those sleeping less than 6.5 hours need 50% more insulin for glucose control. Meal timing also matters. Eating during biological night disrupts metabolism, with evening meals causing higher insulin and glucose responses than morning ones. To optimize your rhythm, track sleep, share goals, limit evening light, keep your bedroom dark, get morning sunlight within an hour of waking, and maximize daytime outdoor exposure. Regular movement activates AMPK in muscles, stimulating fat burning, glucose uptake, and mitochondrial creation. Exercise promotes mitophagy, reduces inflammation through myokine secretion, and improves insulin sensitivity for up to 16 hours by enabling muscles to clear blood glucose without insulin. To control post-meal blood sugar, combine carbs with protein or fiber, start meals with vegetables, eat earlier when insulin sensitivity peaks, practice time-restricted feeding, avoid liquid sugars, and walk 15 minutes after meals to reduce glucose impact by 30%. Food journaling doubles weight loss effectiveness, as shown in a Kaiser Permanente study of 1,685 participants. Sleep trackers monitor quantity, 7 to 8 hours, quality, and consistency, revealing that people getting 5 hours typically overestimate by 80 minutes. Heart rate variability, the time between heartbeats, indicates health status, with greater variability reflecting better health and stress resilience. The mind influences metabolism through biochemical signals, with most diseases linked to stress. Healing requires targeted strategies like professional support, breathwork, meditation, movement, and nature exposure. Bioobservability, through blood tests and real-time sensors analyzed by AI, now provides personalized insights beyond traditional medical visits. In a symptom-focused medical world, cellular health is revolutionary. Your body functions as an integrated network, seeking proper signals through food, movement, sleep, and natural rhythms. Simple daily choices affect metabolic health. Understanding how habits influence cellular energy production lets us approach health holistically, focusing on energy generation rather than isolated symptoms.